Firoush launches campaign against pandemic treaty and to take back control from the World Health Organization. By Kurt Zindelka on May 13, 2024. Brexit leader Nigel Farage has vowed to lead the charge against the mission creep of the World Health Organization, WHO, joining a campaign to take back control from the globalist institution as it pushes for an international pandemic treaty. Vowing to take on the billion-dollar global health empire, Nigel Farage said he has joined the Action on World Health, AWH, campaign group to reduce the scope of the WHO, calling for its £5.5 billion budget to be dramatically cut and to fight against the implementation of the controversial pandemic treaty being imposed. The WHO is proposing a pandemic treaty that would be legally binding on all 194 member states and is pushing for mandatory lockdowns and vaccinations. "I have joined forces with Action on World Health to fight back," Mr. Farage wrote on social media. "The WHO can be a force for good in the world, but only if it returns to its noble principles and core objectives. Its role should be to share information and provide guidance, not dictate policies," he added in a statement. "It must reform to respect national sovereignty, stop interfering in people's lives, and abandon the frankly terrifying pandemic treaty." The WHO can no longer ignore the growing dissatisfaction from people across the world. It either reforms, or countries must leave it to altogether. Mr. Farage has warned that the pandemic treaty would enable the WHO to decide when a pandemic is declared and tell national governments when to lock down. Action on World Health said that the first draft of the treaty made clear that the WHO wants the power to force countries into lockdown and mandate vaccines. The campaign is also seeking to launch a petition to try to force members of parliament to debate whether or not the government should sign the pandemic treaty. Additionally, the group argues that the WHO's budget should be cut by at least 50%, saying that the bloated Geneva-based organization wastes too much money, mostly from American, British and European taxpayers, on luxury travel and thousands of staff. The group said that despite its massive budget, the WHO has been ineffective in its core mission of preventing the spread of infectious diseases, noting that millions died around the world after China's preferred choice of WHO Director General, Dr. Tedros, told the world in January 2020 there was no human-to-human transmission of COVID-19. The WHO under Tedros has also faced criticism for failing to heed early warnings from Taiwan about the Chinese virus for fear of angering Beijing, thereby wasting valuable time that could have been used to contain the virus locally within China. Although the WHO was one of the chief spreaders of Chinese disinformation, an October draft of the proposed pandemic treaty stated that member states should seek to combat false, misleading, misinformation or disinformation, including through effective international collaboration and cooperation. Director General Tedros previously argued that increased global cooperation will be critical in confronting what he has termed Disease X, a catch-all phrase for a future serious international epidemic. The WHO chief has previously demanded that the pandemic treaty should be legally binding for the 194 member states. However, he later attempted to claim that it was absolutely false that it would give the UN organization the power to force signatory states to go into lockdown or mandate vaccines, while complaining that a torrent of fake news, lies, and conspiracy theories were putting the treaty in jeopardy. While the British government has previously expressed a desire to join the pandemic treaty, it now insists that national sovereignty must be maintained, with the Department of Health and Social Care spokesman telling The Telegraph, "We will only support the adoption of the accord and accept it on behalf of the UK, if it is firmly in the UK national interest and respects national sovereignty." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.